Bang, bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to Volume 29 of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
And it's not a live episode this week, guys. Sorry. Yeah, we were just talking right before we recorded this. I actually had a lot of fun listening back to the live episode that we did last week with you, myself, Vivian, and James, which is funny because it that was not the plan originally. You know, originally it was just supposed to be us and James, or actually even at one point we discussed with Vivian, like recording one with just her.
Yeah. Just doubling up.
Yeah. Just doubling up. But as was the case, you know, it was all four of us together and it was like, fuck it. Why not? Let's just fucking record, you know, one with all four of us. And, you know, it was a first time recording one. At least a music one. I've done podcasts before with multiple people, but I mean, you know, the draft pod, you know, but that one actually, one of my favorite, like last week's episodes, I think just by virtue of, you know, so
being a live week.
Yeah. And, for all you patron members, the horoscope one that would have came out yesterday, that one. And then the music box that we did live, just two of my favorite fucking episodes I've recorded, you know, I got back to back live. But again, also I like all of them. It's just,
yeah,
those in particular, I was like, oh man, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah. I just think there's always just something more to it of, the, you know, being there in person, you kind of, you get more of the vibes of like knowing when to interject and everything. You can read more body language and everything like that than just the little bit that we get here. When somebody's wrapping up or whatever, you kind of go and like, it seems to flow better. But yeah, specifically that, like the four person one was really fun. I thought like it was, especially like with the setting being in the bar and everything like that. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, no. And so, yeah, hopefully we can do some more of those in the meantime. Like I did mention, well, to you at least, you know, it's like, oh, you were up here. I definitely want to fucking make my way down there. I'm like, at some point, it's just figuring it out, you know, just buying my ticket and just actually fucking figuring it out and all that. But, yeah, we got a fun episode today, though. It was one of those. We went through it last week where when we were picking out our songs, just trying to figure out what to pick. Because even as we were recording, I'm just like, oh, I think I'm going to switch this up. I think I'm going to switch that up. But no, should be a fun episode. I was also thinking, I probably should have talked about this with you last week, but I guess we'll just fucking do it now. I'd mentioned it for a while, like doing an episode. And well, because of one of the songs, it's why it came back up in my mind, in my memory. But I'm thinking next week, let's do an episode, artists from the state that we're from. You know, not, it doesn't have to specifically, I don't know how many people from Bradner, Ohio, or I guess in your case, you could do Ohio or Florida because you are technically a resident of,
I'll go with Ohio.
Yeah. Some fucking, what was it? 303. Are those people the
303
or there was some band, something, or no.
313 is Detroit.
No, I was thinking there's like some band. It was like some fucking emo band when I was like in high school that was from Ohio, I think. Or no. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Even you though, I mean, you outside of like, you know, you could pick that that man married to that plain faced woman, Ludacris is from Southern Illinois, so.
Really?
Huh, Champaign, I think.
Him and Tony Khan are both from Champaign, huh?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah, no, it'll be fun. Which, because I think Earth, Wind, and Fire is also from Chicago, like that, at least from Illinois. Because again, I think like I've done Kanye to fucking death, Billy Corgan, someone today on this list. But so yeah, next week let's fucking go ahead with that. Next week will be a hometown or home state edition. Which I'm excited. I don't know that many musicians from Ohio, but I guess I'll learn a few.
You're gonna learn, yeah.
Yeah. Drew, do you remember what you were doing in March of 2021?
Oh, shit. 2021. Oh, 3 years ago. Ooh, what the fuck was I doing? This is a year in, probably, yeah. Probably just fucking secluded in my house, not doing anything.
This
would have been a year after, but I mean, it was still like, I was still very much in that, like, partially because it was like, that was my fuck you to people who actually were out, especially in this state, you know? Mm-hmm. And,
oh, why did Florida not believe in COVID?
Yeah. I heard talk. But that's probably not a whole lot, man. Like, yeah, this would have been 2 months after the January 6th thing. We would have just been learning what Chris Jericho's wife was doing 2 months before. Yeah,
I'm trying to look via Instagram to try to remember what I was doing.
Fucking, what a great idea.
Yeah. I know I archived a bunch of my old photos though, so that's why I was like,
I know my stories want to be, because that wasn't like I talk about on the astrology one, where it wasn't until like 2022 where I started like doing more things like on social media and things like that. I would have just been posting straight up pictures at this point. Ooh, would this been around the time I did my fucking Nicolas Cage thing? Where I was going through all the Nicolas Cage movies? We will find out.
Yeah, I'm like, perhaps. Yeah, it's one of those things. I'm excited. I'm like, I'm getting closer.
January. Okay, so that was in January I did the Nicolas Cage, where I just tried to watch every single one of his fucking movies.
God. Okay. So I'm in around March.
Mm-hmm.
So
March 6th, 2021, I bought my PlayStation 5. So that's definitely what the fuck I was doing.
So around this time, I would have been down. So the Patreon would have just launched. Patreon would have just launched about a week ago. And I was down in Florida for a revolution.
Oh,
it was myself and Taffy. Yeah, we went down there. Of course, it was the infamous exploding ring match. While I was down there that weekend, I also got to interview Stephen Kostansky, who's a director of the movie Psycho Goreman. I wound up getting to interview him, and this is during the pandemic. Funny enough, it's right around, so it's around this time that I wound up getting, probably about a week or so afterwards. A few weeks after this, that I wind up getting my couch. Specifically, because I'm looking at a picture now. It's myself, Castro, Matt Nix, Trevor Outlaw, and our buddy Dave Lasso. It's a picture of us in masks with the caption, "Sitting here with these bona fide pieces of hog shit. They're mad because I won best hog at the hog shit snarfing contest, but I'm not mad because we're all loads of beef sitting on the side of a highway getting our butts sucked by flies."
Hashtag bae.
Hashtag bae. He and his wife were moving to Seattle and they were getting rid of furniture. We were at his house watching Fight for the Fallen. I think it was still like a TV special. I don't think it was like an actual pay-per-view. And we were at his house watching Fight for the Fallen. And he made steaks for all of us with like potatoes for some sides. I forget what else. And I asked him, I was like, this is a pretty comfy couch. Where'd you get it from? To which he's like, do you want it? You can have it. Because they weren't bringing any furniture with them. And yeah. So a few days after that, myself, Nick, and Castro, because again, we were like, okay, I guess I'll take this, we'll take that. We rented a U-Haul, fucking drove over there, and then the wrestling students helped me load everything into my office. Oh, because specifically, the week before this, I had rented a truck from Home Depot, and myself and Matt Nix tried, no, from Menards, and myself and Matt Nix drove to another Menards, bought a couch, and it physically could not fit into my apartment. Like, it just it was just physically too tall. I removed the doors from fucking places, too big. It just physically could not fit, so I had to return it. It was such a hassle. So yeah, that was where I was at around this point, because yeah, CM Punk hasn't come back to wrestling. He comes back, you know, in a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that mean you were or weren't dating?
I think I mean, I was just casually dating, you know.
Yeah,
I was just,
okay.
I was getting around.
I got you.
That's what I was doing. I was like, oh no, fucking, we're probably all gonna die because of the pandemic. So
yeah,
we should just live up life. You know what? There was one girl that I don't ever say whenever people say like, they fumbled someone, I don't really believe in that, because it's like, well, you know, like, relationships just don't work out. I definitely fumbled someone around this time for fucking who I wind up actually dating. And I'm like, oh man, listen, in another universe, you know, I got, it's me, my woman, and my stepson, you know, at Christmas, and that wound up not being the case. But if, you know, if I was still dating, well, around this time, actually, yeah, around this time, if, you know, if the one that got away and I were driving around in the car, Drew, you know what would have been number one on the Billboard charts at the time?
Oof, hit me with it.
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
Yeah, which I'm not familiar with Olivia Rodrigo's music. I know who she is, obviously.
Yeah.
But
my driver's license.
Yeah, I learned about her. It was the end of the year when I was doing, like, we were doing research for our potties or whatever. Like, and it was Best New Artist, and I came across her, and I just thought her story was interesting, where, like, she had sold millions of albums but never played a show because of the pandemic.
Huh.
So, like, it was, I was like, that's pretty fun, like, pretty cool, actually. Like, it's kind of fully based on, you know, the people digging her songs.
Yeah. You know what's, there's the one song I do know of hers, and even then, just sort of in passing, the one where she, like, interpolates fucking Paramore.
Okay.
You know, because I remember, like, everyone making, like, oh my god, yeah, this is you know, it's basically Paramore, where again, interpolation is where you sort of borrow,
you kind of take a melody but you don't use the verbatim words.
Yes.
And she did that, or it's not quite a sample either.
Yeah. And she did that with Misery Business by Paramore, and it was just a lot of people like, oh my god, yeah, Paramore. So I knew her from that, but this is the only other time I've ever heard her. And again, I know she's a name. Like, I don't know how much in the zeitgeist she is now.
Mm-hmm.
I admittedly, I don't see her name pop up as much as it used to, but I would imagine she's still popular with the kids. I don't know. I guess we should ask Cash.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess we should ask Roxy. Roxy is now also getting older, so I guess...
Yeah.
You know.
But I also feel like she's, like... She's also, like, probably exclusively listens to people from the 80s.
Yeah, she's probably... She's more, She's more West than Ashley.
Yeah.
As opposed to Cash.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how well she has the thumb on the pulse of pop music.
Yeah.
But
don't know. I mean, again, I don't mind Olivia Rodrigo. Like, this isn't offensive. This isn't bad. She clearly has the range in the vocals.
Yeah, she's got it, kid. That kid's got it.
Yeah, hot take. It's Olivia Rodrigo's 2021 is going to be hot. A hot year for her.
It's serviceable.
It's also weird because this is one of these songs where number one, like number two, I heard all over the place constantly, but number one, prior to me putting this song on here, I just never heard it. And again, I mean, even at that time, what, 2021, that's 3 years ago. So I'd have been 27, 28.
Yeah, and even like I said, I got into her because of like just looking and doing research, but nothing really stuck. Like it was one of those ones where it's like, yeah, this seems pretty algorithmic.
This is probably playing at a JCPenney right now.
Yeah.
Like if I was working at Kohl's, I'd probably know more of her music.
Yeah. Yeah, Vivian, probably huge fan.
You know what's funny? I came
across... Actually, shit, should I...
What?
Is that okay to say?
That Vivian works at Kohl's? Yeah.
Okay. I was sure if we said that on the air.
Yeah. Well, Vivian works at Kohl's, you guys. It's funny. I came across a TikTok channel of... It's songs that remind me of being at Kohl's. It's just like the name of the channel and... Oh, I swear to God, most of them just like, yep, I remember that from when I worked there. Yep, I remember that from when I worked there.
Yeah.
What I wish would have been playing though when I worked up there was this gal. As we're going to number two, we're going right to number two with "Up" by Cardi B. And
yeah,
this I very much remember. There was it's funny that you mentioned dating. So there was, it wasn't the girl that I found. Wasn't Blanca. It was. I guess just her name. I don't care. She's never gonna listen. Another girl, who's actually from Ohio. Oh, Kelsey. Yeah, used her name again. It's fine. She's not gonna listen.
Wait, Kelsey?
A girl named Kelsey. Yeah.
It's the one girl named Kelsey in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she would. So she was here. She was here like a few months right before the pandemic. And then because of the pandemic, like it fucked with her job. So she wound up moving back. She's like, I think she's near Dayton.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how far away that is from Bradner.
Maybe about 2 hours south.
But Cardi B though, I fuck with her. I very much enjoy her music. Especially because she's a wrestling fan. Not only that. Yeah. But her and I are about the same age.
Okay.
So she is a fan of like Eddie Guerrero, Batista, like that era. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. The old SmackDown 6 crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like she's fucking great. He gets a lot of shit from a lot of people, but I think her shit's awesome. I think it's fucking hilarious. Like she really is just a fucking troll to old white people, and it's fucking great. But yeah, this was like the follow up to WAP, which was, you know, huge fucking hit from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I fuck with Cardi B for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's funny because there are some Cardi B songs, this one included, that I wanted to include at some point. It works out that, you know, this winds up being on. This definitely won't be the last time you guys hear Cardi B on here.
Yeah. There's a couple of them I got on the old playlist, you know.
And I know recently she posted a video. It's funny because one of the songs that I picked on here, I specifically picked because of Cardi B, because she came out at one of these concerts and performed this song, one of the songs. But yeah, she's putting out new music and it sounded like a lot like her older music, which I'm all for. Like, I was like, fuck yeah, let's.
And like, she's a girl, like I follow her on Instagram too. And she's She's fucking like, what made me follow her on Instagram was she posted this video, and this was around the WAP time. So it was like, but she's like, yeah. She's like, you people complaining or whatever. She's like, so that's because you're eating your chicken and then you're playing with yourself and then your pussy gets all dried out because you're not cleaning your hands right or so. Like, I'm fucking dying laughing and I'm like, she's getting a follow out of me.
Yeah, I remember her posting, like, she would post a lot of videos even before she was like a rapper.
Yeah.
You know, and just her being funny, which is why I was like, oh, I'm going to follow her. And she's a good follow. Go follow her on Instagram. This next song, again, if you've been on social media, it's almost impossible to to avoid. And I don't know if one of your picks you picked because it's a actor turned musician. I was like, oh, I don't know if he did it on purpose, but it's funny. Yeah. I was like, if it is, it's. I didn't even know the song existed. And at this point, the song is 2 years old. And it's funny because you watch videos and people are like, yeah, I remember when this got played at fucking Lollapalooza for the first time. And the song is End of Beginning by D'Jo. And most people won't know who that is. But if you're familiar with Joe Keery, you know, most notably of Stranger Things, this is his band. Mm-hmm. And I fucking love this song, dude. It's like... I get emotional listening to the song, dude. Like, if you know anything about me, I love Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's just something about this song that's like, you know, it's, I don't know, dude. It gets me right here. Like, the way fucking, like, MAGA dudes probably listen to, like, the national anthem and get fucking teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'll be belting out this fucking song, lyrics of the song. Like, I am not tired of this whatsoever. Everyone uses it for their videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Keep using it. Keep bringing it up.
And I got to see a coffee shop that he hangs out at.
Yeah. It's funny because one of my other TikTok trends that I see is people posting, like, people on, like, the train fighting or just, like, random, like, random shit that would only happen in like a city setting, you know, that's just kind of like, and it's that to this, not like nice, not people, not like driving down Lakeshore Drive and all the nice stuff. It's like the dirty part.
Yeah.
You know,
but sometimes that's the shit that I always said about Detroit. Like, to me, it's like, that's the shit I love about Detroit. It's just like those fucking little things that people are just like, ooh, like, no, that's the city right there.
But like, you know, it's just about like, this song is just like reminiscing about the good times and coming back to the fucking, like, you know, him coming back to Chicago and just remembering fucking all the good times. And just, there's a song, the part right here, I'm telling you, I'll when I sing it, I just fucking belt it out. Where is it? Yeah. Drew, I'm fucking just so I'll just be in the car, just fucking full blast, Drew. Full blast, just fucking
You take the man out
of the God. Like, back in Chicago, I fucking love Chicago. I'm gonna go get another Chicago flag tattoo. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's just,
yeah, I said that exact sentence like 5 times, like when I got back from Florida or to Florida, like got back to work on, like, where were you? Yeah, I was like, oh, I was in Chicago. I fucking love Chicago. Like, I could definitely live there.
Do you mind if I jump into your artist or musician or?
No, that's fine. I had him in no order.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just because I'm like, just so I could close this down. But yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, you know, again, jumping from Stranger Things to another actor. I really like this actor, and I remember watching this movie. I'm a fan of the directors, of course, too.
Yeah.
And I forgot about this song until, you know, you played it. And of course, the song is "The Death of Queen Jane" by Oscar Isaac from the film Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah, this is the part where he's auditioning to get into the club, and the guys kind of just blows him off. You know, it's very... this movie is very, like, you know, it's on the thing of, like, the guy not wanting to, like, hey, this is my niche thing, and, like, I'm not going to, like... for lack of a better word, sell out to anything else, because this is what I want to play and these are the songs that I want to write and everything like that. And they keep, like, they tell him no, like there's no room for him. And then, like, for those who don't know, the end of the movie, like the apocalypto you know, of the Mayans crossing the sea, or I mean the Spanish crossing the sea, is Bob Dylan then playing in the club, and he was just a little too early for it. So,
yeah, this is one of these movies where, like, it's a little slower,
yeah,
than what some people might be, you know, like used to and stuff like that. Because I know there's people that are like, oh, you know, I'm not really a fan of this, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's not for everyone. But I enjoyed it. And yeah, it is very much, it's funny that you mentioned that, the apocalypto ending where at the end it's just like, I do very much enjoy the scene though, just because of seeing these three people together, which I was like, oh, it's a little bit of a Star Wars reunion, but when it's with him, fucking Justin Timberlake and Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, here are these two guys on screen together again.
I love this song. I mean, the big song, like, was the Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, like, you know, that was their Oh Brother, We're Out There, you know, or not, that was the name of the movie. What was the name of the song, the Soggy Bottom Boys?
Constant Sorrow.
Yeah, this movie's Constant Sorrow, but like this one, fucking love. I was like, that's the song I want to hear over and over again.
I think this movie is the last movie that I bought right before the pandemic, or during the pandemic. So actually, around this time, one of the things that I would have been doing was just going around to different disc replays and half price books for movies and stuff like that. And this was one of them, because I don't recall this streaming anywhere. And again, I'm a fan of the Coen brothers.
Yeah.
And so this was just one of those movies that I saw and I was like, all right, cool, let me get it. And I still have it like on DVD. It's not even Blu-ray. I do need to at some point transition all my DVDs into Blu-rays.
Yeah.
But this one's this one's one that goes on the list.
Yeah. And you know, it's got a nice, you know, I'm a history nerd, so I love the history aspect of it, the storytelling.
Yeah, but as well as just, again, doesn't hurt to fucking see Oscar Isaac fucking.
Yeah, and I mean, this was what was this movie? 13, 14?
No, I think it was long. I think it was a little longer than that. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Because this, I want to say...
13, yeah.
So this would have been 11 years ago, which was, you know, right around my sad cowboy phase myself. So, like, that's where I would have, like, really fucking loved this soundtrack.
I don't think I saw this when it came out. It was definitely, like... after that it come out.
For me it was like DVD, like, for sure, but it's one of those where it's like me and my brother is like, we've always been Coen Brothers fans, and like, so anytime there's a Coen Brothers movie, like I'm gonna check it out.
Oh, for sure. It's funny enough, post Dune too, I've been wanting to go back and rewatch No Country for Old Men, as mm-hmm. Javier Bardem and Josh Brolin are fucking amazing in Dune, and I was like, man, these two need to be in more movies together. And immediately I was like, oh, wait, they're actually in one of the best movies ever together. speaking of movies, though, and sort of keeping with the loose Kevin Smith connection, the song that I'm going with is one featured in Kevin Smith's first movie. And, you know, going from black, which in St. Llewyn Davis, not really, it's muted. I wouldn't say black and white. I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's very muted. But Kevin Smith's very own black and white film debut. If you watch Clerks, you'll definitely recognize this song from when they go to the funeral and accidentally knock over the they don't show it, you know, but they knock over the open casket and run away, and the song that plays is Leaders and Followers by Bad Religion.
Yeah, I forgot that was, because I was even thinking that I was like, oh, we didn't do a thing this time, but no, this was absolutely that scene.
Yeah. Bad Religion, too. Listen, for someone who grew up not religious, I was like, oh, yeah. I always wanted one of their shirts. I just never got it. You know, just the fucking cross of the Ghostbusters and all through it.
Ghostbusters. I always been wanting to put on a Bad Religion song, but just gonna be down the line. But now it's just like,
same. There's a few.
I fucking love that.
Yeah. There's a few that I've wanted to, but I was like, when we started the Kevin Smith ones, I was like, oh, I'll wait. I was like, I'll throw this on there. Yeah. Now, Bad Religion, I fuck with, though, dude.
Yeah.
I believe it's this part that plays when they're fucking leaving the funeral home.
Yeah.
Knock the fucking casket over. Yeah, fucking Julie Dwyer's funeral. It's poor Julie Dwyer only fucking died because of what's his name in Mallrats.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name? I was gonna say Elias, but I was like, no, that's Clerks too.
God.
I'm looking it up.
That's gonna bug me that I don't remember that.
It is T.S.
Yeah, T.S.
Yeah, T.S. played by Jeremy London.
Yeah. The one of the London brothers.
How many more London brothers are there?
Well, I think they were him and his twin brother, both.
He's a twin?
I think so.
Oh yeah, Jason London. Who the fuck is
Jason London?
Let me see what Jason. I don't know this Jason.
Because I think Jason was the one in Dazed and Confused.
Oh yeah, he's the one in Dazed and Confused.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's in. Not much else. I'm looking at his IMDb and it's a lot of like real fucking shitty B level stuff.
That's like the girl who played Carmen on It's Always Sunny. She has a twin sister, I think. And I'm not sure if Carmen or if it's the twin that was in Joe Dirt.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Listen, too many twins in Hollywood.
Too many.
Too many of them.
Well, we only need one, you know? And it's the Olsen sisters.
Yeah, they're the only set of twins that we need.
Yeah. That hilarious comedy duo.
Their little sister, she's also really good.
Yeah, she's done a thing or two.
Let's continue on with the rock fucking genre as we're going. As the next song here is Pepper by Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. This is that same era, like.
Yeah,
this is one that.
The other one was 94, this is 96.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is this? I mean, this is one of those songs where it just. I know I've heard it.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it was in some sort of Kevin Smith thing. But yeah, I feel like same thing. It's like I feel like it's one of those like it's almost like a character actor, right? Like it's like I know you from somewhere. I'm not sure. I've loved this song like since it came out. I remember one time we were at a, it was me and my buddies, we were out at this pizza place and this song came on and we all started singing it. But when you have four people basically almost reading, because it's not really like singing.
No.
Just Marky got with Sharon, Sharon got Cherie. Like, it sounded like we were in some sort of fucking like cult chant and doing weird chants.
The Butthole Surfers is known for Escape from LA, Romeo and Juliet, and Dumb and Dumber, but I don't
know if Pepper was in any of those though.
No,
because I think the Butthole Surfers was the Bear song, or was that Green Jelly?
There's
Bear went over the mountain to see what he could see. I think it's Green Jelly.
Nah, this song isn't in any movies. Actually, yeah, let me see. Nah. Yeah, now I'm trying to see. But no, it wasn't anything in particular. Yeah, but this very much sounded familiar enough to where, yeah, like you mentioned, I thought it might have been in something. And again, it is this weird, like, it's not really, it's not really sung.
Yes, yeah. It's like the chorus is a little bit, but then the rest is just this. This weird story being told. Just mentioning a bunch of people's names. I think this is one of those ones back in the day where I first heard it was being played on Beavis and Butthead. It was one of their like video, like when they actually like did the video parts of it. So, So I think that was where I first heard this song.
Yeah, I mean, I would believe that it played on one of those.
Mm-hmm. Right before Frog Baseball or something, you know?
There's just a lot of music from this era too. It's sometimes, well, and specifically one of the bands that I'm picking for next week. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's one of those, once you start listening, you're like, oh, I know all these songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, no. It's the musicians are really talented. Like there's a lot of those, but like the shit where they're like this is like, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like that was the big thing. Like, and then like there was like those people that were just like, yeah, like we're really good and we got signed to this thing, but our own fuck you to the man is just going to be us writing weird ass songs, like lyrically or whatever. Like, you know, kind of like, I mean, almost like, you know, like we played Primus a few weeks ago. It's like that same shit. It's like, yeah, this is the greatest bass player in the world, but he writes the weirdest fucking lyrics about a fucking Wynonna's big brown beaver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know,
I guess being called the Butthole Surfers is kind of a fuck you
which
to
is,
the man.
Yeah, which is almost what I was going to say, where I was like, well, you know, they're called the Butthole Surfers, so I can't imagine that they take themselves
too serious,
which, I don't know, to me is also always like a weird thing, because if, you know, if I'm going through the trouble of making music and being a musician, I don't know, I might just be talking out of my ass. It's one of those, I definitely want to be taken as serious as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, I want to, but again, that might not be everyone's prerogative.
Yeah.
You know, some people might just like, no, I just want to be in a band and make music.
Yeah.
And again,
you know, that is one thing too, where it is, especially in this time period. And it's like, this goes to wrestling and like why ECW, and then why even like Attitude Era. Like Attitude Era wasn't about fucking great wrestling. Like Attitude Era was about like what do they call, like, you know, overturning the apple cart, right? Like it was just about like, it was all fucking shock TV and everything like that. And the same thing was same with the music at that time. It was like to make the changes we want, like we have to be very much of like, fuck you to everybody that like stands for something we don't like, puts these fucking arbitrary rules in the place. It's the reason why like some of these, like a lot of things have like, you know, have it easy today as I put on my old man hat and my new white New Balances. Like it's because it was paved by these people who fucking put the work in to really fucking upset the, you know, the powers that be. And this shit still goes on, but you know, like we talked about with Cardi B, like that's like her fucking, like that's her shtick. And I think it's fucking awesome. There's something in like the old punk rocker in me that's just like, yeah, you tell them you get more you get more hip injections.
I also very much understand that too.
Yeah.
So the next one that I'm going with, it's funny because I talk about it a lot, where there was a lot of Spanish music. So I fucking speak Spanish, yeah, and I understand it, but it's not until I get older and start actually understanding the lyrics to a lot of these songs.
Yeah.
Because for most of them, honestly, it was just, oh, it sounds nice, it sounds catchy, I like the way it sounds and things like that. But this in particular is one of these songs where Spanish is such a funny thing, because a lot of it, mm-hmm, just a lot of these songs get romanticized because of the language, because of how it sounds, because of how it's written and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's funny because, again, sometimes you translate the titles and it's like, this song in particular is Obsesión by Aventura, which is obsession. And, yeah, you know, it's the song itself is Romeo Santos, the main singer in this, calling his ex-girlfriend at 5 a.m. after she changed her number and he got her number from one of her coworkers or friends in school. And it's essentially that, just him trying to win her back. And she's just like, no, I have someone else. Like, I already have a new boyfriend. And he's like, no, like, you love me more. Again, just this very weird song, but it is romanticized. It plays at fucking weddings. Like, this is a love ballad that you send, yeah, you know, to your special, you know, to your special gal, your special boy, whatever, you know, wherever you fall on that spectrum and stuff like that. And recently they announced that they were going on tour. I think this might be their, like, last tour, but I went specifically with this song because there is another song that I probably will at some point pick where it's Romeo Santos from this song and Don Omar. It's another song where it's Don Omar talking about these lady problems that he has and Romeo talking about like, yeah, everything's fucking good with me and my lady, but it turns out, Drew, they're talking about the same lady. Yeah. And like he does this thing, Romeo, in his concert where he brings people on stage to sing Don Omar's part. And, you know, there's a lot of memes of like, oh, there's a new Aventura fucking concert. It's like better, you know, it's like me practicing for when I get called up on stage and stuff like that. Just really inside, real inside baseball. But yeah, there was a video that I saw of Cardi B singing this song with Romeo Santos. So I went with it. So the song, of course, Obsesión by Aventura.
Trying to find it.
Hello? Shh. Just listen. It's 5 a.m. I haven't slept anything. Just thinking about how beautiful you are. Insomnia is my punishment. I won't stop until you're mine. I know your boyfriend, he's a fucking loser. He doesn't love you like I do. You don't even love him. He doesn't know how to fucking complete you like I would. I have the patience, I'll wait. Like, this isn't love. No, what you feel. This isn't love. This is called obsession.
Yeah. What was the one song you play? Like the, you know, I like whatever. I like you too.
Me gustas tú.
Yeah, yeah. So it was so funny. Like, just was it last week? Maybe the week before. Yeah, it had to have been a week before. It was that week in between my vacation. But Ivan, who I share an office with, like, I hear him over there, and he's like. And I was like, wait. No. It's like, I know that song. He's whistling the song. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was like, oh shit, this is the song Scrum played on our Martin podcast. Yeah. But yeah, this, it's so funny. Like, there's a lot of those songs that it's just like I think of a big one is Pina Coladas, right? If you like Pina Coladas, Getting Caught in the Rain. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a song about an older married couple
cheating on each other,
and then realizing that it's kind of like it's Eternal Sunshine kind of ish, but like, it's just like, oh yeah, we're looking for each other, but we're just looking for each other 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is like, there's a lot of those songs where you're like, wait, this is a pop song?
I mean, listen, it's one of those things where it's like, of course I have. Of course I've had so many toxic relationships. Like, this is fucking. I grew up thinking this was a romantic song. Literally, he just says, "Like, I don't have any more friends because I keep talking about you. Only my psychiatrist." You know, like, it's just one of those songs where, again, like, it's. I understand the sentiment.
Yeah.
Know? But like, definitely, as I've gotten older, it's like. Oh, Romeo Santos. You know?
Well, and like, they even call it out, though, too, right? Like, it's like, no, this isn't, that's obsession.
Yeah, like, the song is called Obsession.
Yeah, like, this, she's saying, telling him, this isn't love.
No. But again, this will play at every Mexican party, at every Mexican wedding. It is romanticized to death, you know? This isn't love, this isn't love. This is obsession. And him, no. But I'm telling you, yeah, this first to play, and every girl in that fucking audience, knees will get fucking weak. Like, I might go. I'm thinking about going to the concert. Because, yeah, there's a lot of songs, but I just, yeah, I don't know. I want to start going to more concerts. I just haven't been to them. I mean, there's an Atmosphere one at the beginning of May that I'm going to, which should be fun. But, like,
yeah, I'm going to a Frank Turner is coming here, so I'm going to go see him in June. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's just like it in a if you heard James's story about the red jumpsuit apparatus last week.
Yeah.
That's just what I don't want to do.
Is
show up, I know one song, and then I fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? We'll see. Someone though that I do want to see in concert is the last person on the list, as he's part of this Griselda crew. And of course, I'm talking about Benny the Butcher with the song Legend.
Right.
Yeah, boy. Ah.
Griselda.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of our Yoda recommended. He's like, a couple years ago, he's like, Andy sends me a text. He's like, hey, you need to get into Benny the Butcher. He's like, you'd really fuck with him. And he was very right.
Yeah, I've now started looking at adjacent West Side Gun artists. There's this one guy, Ramirez. He's really good. I actually wanted to play him, but I'll do him in like a few weeks. But yeah, Benny the Butcher.
Yeah.
One of those fucking dudes, like...
I think of the West Side Gun group as West Side Goon. So everybody like hung out, that they're just, you know, part of West Side Goon.
Nah, I like it. That's also such a badass name, Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, it really is. And then like I looked him up, like His name's like Kenneth or something like that. Like, it's not even, it's not like Benjamin or something.
Yeah, like, I thought West Side Gun's name was like Wes. Like, you know, I was like, oh, I know two Wes's. Yeah. I know one.
Yeah.
I know one Wesley.
Said I'm gonna be a legend soon. I'm a legend now.
Yeah. No, I, who can I depend on? Marry the game and death. Fuck with Ben.
Yeah, and this song I really like. This was part of my, you know, I talked about again like the 2020 Drew thing of, you know, like putting those playlists together of like that I'm unfucking stoppable, you know, I am inevitable.
You go to Joey Diaz mode.
Yeah, exactly. So like that's what this song was. It was part of that. Like, yeah, I'm a fucking legend now, motherfucker.
No, I mean, did it? You know, it happens. Like, I, you know, last week is a terrible week for me, and then it feels like it's gone forever. But it started with like picking you up from the airport. You know, just like spending time with you, and spending time with you, Vivian and James. And then it's fucking, you know, hanging out with CM Punk and Danhausen and Frank, and then fucking hanging out with Stefan. And it's one of those, it's like, man, life's good. You know, it's like, I'm on fucking Joey Diaz mode. I'm a fucking savage. Like,
that's what's, I think about that. Like, I was thinking about that, like, how fucking crazy that is. Like, I felt like I hung out with you for like a week, and it was like, we probably hung out for maybe 12 hours all together.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking like, but we got it in.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, I mean, we technically hang out every week.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, it's just being in person. It's just a different, just a different beast altogether. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. No, I get this. So this is definitely, yeah, one of those songs where it will also go on my Joey Diaz fucking playlist of just, you know, sometimes you know, it's like when you're over that, you're rut.
Yeah.
You just really start feeling manic again and you're just like, fuck yeah. You know, I'm a fucking savage.
That's right.
Speaking of savages though, if you're not tired of listening to myself and Drew and you want to hear some more of us this week over on the Patreon, we're going to be talking apes. What is this? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Dawn
of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, the follow-up to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I saw the trailer for the new one when I went to go see Dune 2. And yeah. I'm pretty stoked. I'm pretty excited for it. Those apes, just always up to something, man. You know? Always is up to something. Always. And then in a few weeks, you have Kong as well. Kong and Godzilla versus... Don't care. I'm going to watch it anyway. You know? So, yeah, that should be fun. And, yeah, man, that's Scrump and Drew's Music Box for this week, you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, until next time, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
And this is friend of the show, Joe Keery, a.k.a. fucking Joe Keery and all the little boys from Stranger Things. The cast, not just the little boys. They're also all grown men now. But yeah.